AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The mother of a young girl dubbed Baby Doe, identified almost 3 months after her remains washed up inside a trash bag on a Boston Harbor beach, is being held on $1 million bond. Rochelle Bond's boyfriend, Michael McCarthy, is being held without bond. Assistant District Attorney David Deacon, during today's hearing, said both Bond and McCarthy told a friend they would punish little Bella by locking her in a closet.
Mr. McCarthy and Ms. Bond told the lifelong friend that she was possessed by demons, and that was the reason that she required that type of punishment.
McCarthy is charged with murder. Bond is charged as an accessory after the fact. Muslim leaders are demanding Republican Ben Carson drop out of the presidential race for saying he, quote, would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. Imam Mahdi Bray with the American Muslim Alliance says Carson is more than wrong.
What Dr. Ben Carson said was hateful, hurtful.
Carson's comments followed Donald Trump's refusal last week to take issue with a man during a campaign event who wrongly called President Obama a Muslim and said Muslims are, quote, a problem in this country. Pope Francis celebrates Mass with the people of Holguín, Cuba. Francis is calling on the people of Cuba to overcome their resistance to change. Later, the pontiff heads to Santiago. He travels to Washington tomorrow. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports when President Obama meets with the Pope, the two will agree on some things and disagree on others.
The president has praised Francis as being a breath of fresh air at the Vatican and has welcomed his calls to do more for the poor and to save the planet from a climate catastrophe. However, Obama also knows the pontiff disagrees with him on gay marriage and a...
This is AP Radio News. The World Health Organization catches blame for making last year's Ebola outbreak worse. Warren Levinson tells us more.
Last year's Ebola virus outbreak overwhelmed the medical system in Sierra Leone, where more than 200 healthcare workers are now among the dead. But an Associated Press examination of the response lays much of the blame for that at the feet of the World Health Organization.
The disorganization of the response on the part of the World Health Organization had some very dire consequences.
Erwin Redliner directs the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University. The AP found the WHO crippled by bureaucratic infighting that kept supplies like disinfectants, body bags, and protective gear from getting where they were needed in Sierra Leone. Warren Levinson, New York.
Van Gogh's Landscape Under a Stormy Sky could sell for $50 to $70 million when auctioned by Sotheby's in New York in November. Auction record for Van Gogh, by the way, is more than $82 million. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.